everyone, welcome to another edition of Igayutat, a show where Esther and I talk about different ways of thinking and being in the world that might be healthy and helpful to you. Mm-hmm. I'm Diane McGachran, and and we're here together to talk about, well, we're going to talk about a theme of how everything in the world is always changing. Yes, how everything in the world is changing. So, first, Esther, let's just lay the groundwork for the first part, which is everything is changing. Like, by the time we're finished with this show, we're going to be a little bit different as a human being.
Yeah.
The nature is changing all the time. Plants are changing, insects. Everything is always in motion, right? Do you want to say that? How do you say that? Like, what do you think of that? Just this idea.
It just you never know. I mean, you don't know when things are beginning to change. Mm-hmm. But they just change. No, nobody's in control.
I know. Yeah. And I think that's the other part, is you don't know how things are going to change over time. All you can know is that things will change.
Yeah.
But we can't control or predict, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, this morning I don't think there was wind, but it changed.
Now there's a little breeze.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. That's what we're talking about today, is ways of understanding that idea. So when we really start to accept that things are changing, we can look at the other way of it. And when we do not realize that things are always going to change, that nothing stays the same, that's when we can actually start to suffer a little bit, because we're hanging on, right?
Well, it's when we begin to want to control the world, we bring our own suffering.
I have felt that even in my own little life, where I try to control things too much. Mm. It's never a peaceful, relaxing thing to do, right? You're trying to control everything. What are some things we go through if we're not able to accept change?
We may feel angry that things don't stay the same.
Have you ever felt that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, me too. Yes.
I am thinking of berries. I wonder if there'll be lots this year or maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, nothing lasts. Berry season comes and goes. Fish come and go. Other kinds of birds come and go. And if we don't accept that, then we create more frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there some of that you want to explain in Yuktan? Is there a Yupik way of explaining some of that about accepting that all things change?
When we want things to stay the same, I mentioned earlier, we may feel angry,
mm-hmm.
impatient.
Impatient.
Yeah.
Frustration.
And sometimes we may go the wrong road to be like a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah. We might get a little stubborn.
Yeah.
So I was asking you if you wanted to say in Yuktan a little bit about that, about the way things are always changing and how we have to try to accept that. In
Nasu da buta chat zatchemich to astrit. Joisu awai chok chokit kaluku unnoyak anukaitskouk. Nasu lukusu Apatam kingani anuksarang chikucha. Tawam kuyanak suni anuksarang uka. idlini tat chimilrit samtni atsi illartut illini luarn qanaqlut. Sometimes changes come, they're good sometimes, mm-hmm. and they're bad sometimes.
And the key is knowing the good ones,
mm-hmm.
they don't last, they come and go, and the hard ones also come and go.
Yeah.
And you can try to accept that, and it makes it a little harder when we go through hard times to know mm-hmm. that if I just accept this right now, it'll be easier for it to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's hard, though. It's challenging.
Just like our ancestors many years ago said, things will not be like they are
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
at their time.
Mm-hmm.
Things will change. And they tell us that to for us to keep in mind so that we won't be shocked
mm-hmm.
when
the change comes.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to not see the change as an enemy, but to see it as the natural way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It also means we can't hang on to things. Like we're always going to be aging. People in our lives are going to come and go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come and go out of someone's life. And the thing is if you try to hang on to all of that, it's kind of a fight you can't really win.
Mm-mm. No. You have to have that awareness what your ancestors give you way back years
mm-hmm.
to be aware of and watch because everything's in a changing mood.
Everything's in a changing mood. Yes, that is so true. Well, there isn't anything we can do about it. It happens. Like, if you were somebody who, you're out berry picking, and you don't want the berry season to end,
mm-hmm.
so you kept hoping that it would go all year long,
mm-hmm.
you'd probably be disappointed, wouldn't you? Because it's not going to last all year.
Hmm.
So you have to...
I'd be torturing myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to... My system, my way of life, the way I think, I have to get used to... My system has to get used to the changing.
Yes. Yeah.
Changing all the time.
Exactly. And that can actually be kind of freeing or liberating because you don't have to fight to keep things to be exactly the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let go of that fight
mm-hmm.
and not you torture
know,
yourself.
All the changes we feel, it gives us new eyes to see, new words to hear. So we have to adjust ourselves to this saying, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know this from my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
They told us long ago.
Yeah, that things will come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Changes are going to come. So go ahead and accept that that's going to happen.
So all the changes that come around, You know, it's just like a four season in a year. Winter comes and goes. Spring comes and goes. Some people hate winter because it's so harsh and cold, but it comes anyway.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't. No, winter doesn't care whether you want it or not. It's coming. But the other thing is, it also goes.
And it goes. And when it leaves, we're happy.
Right, right. That is a good example. Like, because another thing, when we were talking about this, and one thing you were talking about is, like, when we accept that all things change, what was it that you had told me about that? If we accept it, then what?
When you equip yourself with knowledge and have that as your guide, that gives you a time to appreciate little things, big things, little things
that are right in front of you. See, I think that's really cool, because when we're trying to hang on to something, we miss what's right in front of us.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Can you say that in Yukden? Is there a way you would explain that idea in Yukden?
Doylu tsats tsangilksaagushkum tiki tsa asilra tiuqamni baqan quyaa yaqhluta quyaqtsaqhluku tsa asilra maaghuhtuq tiunumkun.
Okay. Another important area that you and I have talked about before is how accepting that everything is changing can help us through grief, because we can go through grief more gently because we already know that nothing is going to last forever.
Yeah.
People, animals, everything is
going.
Yeah. And it'll be replaced by something else. So I thought that was a really nice thing to think about, too, is just accepting that when we go through grief, we know it'll change. We won't always feel this way. It'll change into something else.
Our feelings and seeing things will be different. Yeah. When we accept the change is okay, because it's in our world natural system.
Yes, that life is just lots of moments that come and go. And I liked what you said earlier about how when we accept that things are not permanent, that it kind of lets us relax and just enjoy the moment we have right now, because it won't last either. So you want to enjoy and be grateful for what's happening in the present moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really hard thing to do, though, don't you think? Like, because we, like, maybe daydream about how we wish it were, or we wish it was like it was 10 years ago, or we're worried about what's going to happen in the future. And when we spend our time doing that, then we miss the beauty that might be happening right now.
This morning I was thinking of all those people. Here's another thing. All those people that loved me are gone. They're not here with us on land or in this world. Mm-hmm. So what am I supposed to do? My grandchildren are not around. And what am I supposed to do? If changes that come around every day is okay with me, mm-hmm. my grief for those people that loved me and left, what I can do is cherish the memories.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I can do.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't control mm-hmm. how things have gone and what comes and goes, and people come and go out of our lives. And all of the, and some of that can be very painful, but that's okay, because, mm-hmm. you know, you're a human being, and then that pain will kind of pass through you. So it's really trusting that every moment adds up to other moments, and you mm-hmm. want to try to really appreciate right now the present moment, because this present moment, even you and I talking like this, this will pass too, right? every second is moving away from us, so yeah. we got to, like, I'm looking right at you as we talk, because I'm like, this is a precious moment.
Yeah,
I'm going to be right here. I'm not going to have my mind somewhere else. And I think that's something that you and I talk about a lot, about mm-hmm. practicing how to do that more. Yeah.
To please our loved ones that have left us the precious memories we have of them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we have to stop talking to them. You can say out loud,
mm-hmm.
I miss you today.
Yes. 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 We're not saying, like, you're not going to think and have conversations in your yeah. head with that loved one. That's part of accepting.
Yeah.
That they may not be here anymore,
mm-hmm.
and they have moved somewhere else, however we believe, you know. So being in the present moment is part of being able to accept the way all things change. It also helps us to realize how interconnected we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this process of things always being in change, that's everywhere. Like, the river is always moving. The fish come and go, the plants bloom, then they die off, then they bloom again. And we humans are also part of that.
Yeah.
It's all interconnected, like one big thing,
yeah.
organism or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's, we have to learn to let go. Because new thoughts will come. Make room for new thoughts
mm-hmm.
and new ways for our own good. We just accept.
I like that idea of making room
yeah.
for what's happening right now. New experiences. I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
And that might be something good if you could explain that in Yukden, how you would say that idea of accepting the present moment and not hanging on too hard to things mm-hmm. that are going to change anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No daga yukluni. Doisu dam chatam at hanga chikaluku. taawna lu daatn pisput tiu neerluku quyaqluku tiu ngani qalaaxugut laatirputun qalaaxugut qluku amtal miklinguyaagaawluni taquam huankutnugikaayunnaqluta Chattarutlham Atra Tamachtfugnaku.
Okay. So the last thing I was going to say is just a little bit more about that. Like, if I tried to hang on and say, oh, I wish I were 30 again. I'm 65, but if I wish I were 30, then I would start being negative toward the way I am right now. Because I'm not 30 anymore, and my body's different. The way I move in the world might be different. And so that's just to that point where accepting the change and letting go. And just because in a way, every day we're letting go. Because we're going to be different people tomorrow. So I like that, and that
that idea, our ancestors, our parents, they tell us not to be lazy at this moment. Even in the past when we were young, do everything what you can do. Do everything what was given to you. Do everything what you're supposed to do.
Now.
In the past and now, look at yourself being old. You cannot do those things because your ability of that time is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in a new time right now, being an elder.
Well, and wait, I don't know if I'm quite there yet, but you are, yeah.
And
so,
you
yeah.
know very well you cannot do things that you used to when you were young.
That's true.
That one is gone.
Yes.
It had brought me to this new time.
And because everything's changing,
yeah,
and we can't control it, we want to make sure that we, like you were saying, like that we do everything that we can now, because we don't know about tomorrow. Yeah, I like that. So anyway, thank you everyone for listening, and we really appreciate hearing from you. If you have an idea about the show, you can call 907-543-3131 and just let the person at the front desk know that there's a topic you'd like to hear Diane and Esther talk about. Thank you for listening to Igayutut, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.